West Australian Akram Azimi has been named the Young Australian of the Year. He came to Australia as a refugee from Afghanistan in 1999 and has worked to give a voice to young Indigenous people.
I feel that my message and the kind of work I've been doing has struck a chord not only with Indigenous Australians, but with the wider community, our non-Indigenous population. And my idea is basically very simple. I had the chance to go out into the bush and discover this rich, beautiful culture in the Kimberley. I came back to Perth and I discovered that I knew very little about my Noongar heritage there. I'd been there for about a decade and I knew so little about the land on which I was standing. So I decided to change something about this. And us and a few university friends, including two Noongar law students, we decided to start an organization that creates the kind of space where Indigenous and non-Indigenous students can discover each other's stories.
Why do you think it's so important to share those stories?
Well, I think it goes back to school. My school days, I remember feeling very different. I looked very different to everybody else. I had these big bushy eyebrows and this big nose, and I felt my sense of being an outsider. And I realized that at one stage that, I was the one who was going to have to change this. And Mum gave me really good advice that your life is determined not by how others treat you, but by how you treat others. And I just decided to go around and just tell my story to everyone. And that just changed everything. The power of one humanizing story is extraordinary. It can wash away a lifetime of prejudice. And most of the time, look, people are not bad. They just don't know about your culture, your heritage. And all it takes is that one story to open their heart up. And from there, you can begin a beautiful friendship.
Now, that story that you're talking about involves coming to Australia as a refugee from Afghanistan in 1999. So far, you've generally avoided commenting on the politics around asylum seekers. That'll be a bit harder now that you've been named Young Australian of the Year, don't you think?
Not necessarily. I'm still the same Akram I was before. And although my background has shaped who I am, it's not a defining feature. You know, there's so much else to me. I'm about to become a common law trained lawyer. I'm an anthropologist. I'm a human biologist. I'm a son. I'm a brother. There's so much more to me than there's just this one aspect. And I'm not really one of those political people. I don't particularly like confrontation. And for me, all I can go by is my very personal experiences of Australia, which is a country of the most generous, welcoming people I've ever met. The kind of people who, when they find that your house is empty, would happily give you their furniture so you can actually have a dining table. That's been my experience of Australia.
The Young Australian of the Year, Akram Azimi. And you can listen to longer interviews with Akram Azimi and Ian Maddox on our website this afternoon.